Hello guys, and welcome back to the conversation. Today we are going for a change of subject now, and because I think that we have talked about the ego quite a bit for the time being, and so today we are going to transgress into something else, namely desire. I always wanted to talk more about desire as such, because in the strictly spiritual sense of the term, desire relates to a lot more in humans than any other thing. So the thing that I wanted to talk about desire was this. Like, what is desire all about? What does desire mean? And how does desire operate within the human body? With respect to that, I would like to state that desire is nothing but an unrequited sense of being that comes into any human. Like, when a human feels unfulfilled for, due to any reason, he feels a sense of incompleteness within himself. That is what desire truly is, because that is from whence the desire spurs. To break it down in the technical terms, I would have to state that desire is nothing but unrequited energy, because unfulfilled desire is much like unrequited energy. How is this? I will tell you. The human being is always continuously in sync with the cosmic energy flux. Like, the cosmic energy flows through every human being's body. But the reason that this energy gets shunted along the way is the overbearing self-instinctive indulgence that every human being has within himself. That is the reason why this energy gets shunted. So essentially, when we mean that, what we say is that, like, the ego which relates instinctively to a human being's body, that is paramount in creating this shunting. So what essentially happens is that desire is nothing but this. Desire is born out of this energy shunting that takes place continuously within a human being's body. The cosmic energy that flows through a human being is continuously shunted owing to his ego self-identifying itself with the human body. Essentially, what happens is this. So the thing that you have to realize is ultimately this, that desires ultimately spur from the instincts. The more you are concentrated, the more you are directed towards your own instincts, the more your desires will be. And desires in the end will lead you nowhere. They will only create a sense of unrequitedness, a sense of incompleteness, and a sense of dissatisfaction within yourself. Ultimately, even if you try to satiate your desires, they will not get satiated, because in the end, the more you try to satisfy a desire, the more it gets inflamed. It's like a fire. The more you add fuel to it, the more will it inflame, and the more will it grow, and the more will it burn you. In the end, what I wanted to state was this, that the reason and the sole purpose of human existence is to try and escape this instinctive streak of self-indulgence. Try to escape the quagmires of desire. Because in the end, desire is what leads a human being back again to the human existence. Many times we say that it is the human karma which leads a human being back to this recursive and redundant existence. But in the end, you have to realize that unrequited karma can only be so much. Like, it is something that is finite in amount, but desire, contrary to that, is infinite. You can try and satisfy your desires 1,000 times more, and yet they will spur again 1,000,000 times, back and forth. This streak will go on and on and on until one day you won't know what to do with your life. Many people will listen to this and think that I am somewhat against desires, or I am somewhat against materialistic things in this world, but that is not the case. What I have to stress is this. No doubt a person needs to be materialistic in this world, but he has to realize that there lies some happiness, there lies eternal bliss, and there lies satisfaction beyond fulfillment of desires. In the end, he has to realize that he cannot hope to gain lasting peace, and he cannot hope to get lasting happiness only through the incessant fulfillment of his desires. Because in the end, the fulfillment of desires will lead to even more desires. You try and satisfy your desires, in the end all you will get is more dissatisfaction. In the end all you will get is a more and more amplified sense of unrequitedness, a more amplified sense of incompleteness. Because in the end, desires are nothing but a recursive cycle which will lead you down the road to misery. And in the end, you will be left with nothing but grief and regret in your life, because you won't know for the hell of it why you are still feeling incomplete, why you are still feeling dissatisfied, why you are still not feeling peaceful in your life, even though you have satiated each and every desire that cropped up in your heart. in the end, you have to make this choice. Whether you can lead your life in this way or whether you choose to live your life in some other way.